Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. I'm a big fan of this guy, Coach Chad Morris of Arkansas. I know there was a flirtation at one time between you and Arkansas State, and it never paid off.
Oh, here we go. You know it was coming.
I just want to say I'm a big fan, and you're coaching at the wrong school.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to 3HL.
Welcome to 3HL.
Good to see you. How are things?
Yes, sir.
They're going well. You know, it's exciting time. This always represents the kickoff of football season.
That's it.
You know, even when I was coaching high school football, when I would watch SEC Media Days, I knew, all right, football season's on us. So here we go.
It's amazing. I know Coach Malzahn from his time at Arkansas State, and Hugh Freeze and yourself. There's Jeremy Pruitt. There are so many guys who have lengthy high school coaching backgrounds, and it shows that no matter how big the situation get, if you're a good coach, you're a good coach, and coaching is coaching.
It does. You know, one of the things that I always like to take pride in, and Gus and I have talked about this, is knowing that we give high school coaches hope.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have hope.
Absolutely.
That, look, if these guys can do it, I can do it. And that's exactly the case. And, you know, for a young high school coach that's watching SEC Media Days right now and saying, man, there's no way I can get there. Oh, yeah, there is. Just keep working hard and bloom where you're planted.
What's the biggest thing you took from maybe high school, just coaching it, you know, like what's the biggest advantage high school coaches have when you make the transition?
A couple. One is, you know, in high school, there's never a job too big or too small that you can't do.
Right.
And that's washing clothes. That's lining fields. Right. That's hanging out laundry. That's picking up trash, taking trash out. That's one of the biggest ones right there. And then the second is really just the relationships, the relationships with your players, the relationships with your parents, and knowing that things take time, but to know the impact that this game has and the values you can teach young people through football and through winning football games.
Chad Morris, our guest, things take time. You go to Arkansas. Brett Bielema had a different system and recruited different cats, so you got square pegs and round holes year two. How is that transition now?
Well, I think we learned a lot last year. I think that when you go through tough times, and again, we're here to build a program, a program that's going to last, a program that's going to sustain time. And you look at some of the history. Look at Dabo. It took time. I remember coming in there the first year, and he told me. They were 6-7 coming off of a bowl loss to South Florida. And he said, if we don't have a good year, it's over. But this is what we need. Here's my vision. And he sold me immediately. But it took time. When you look at Dan Mullen, what he did at Mississippi State, you look at Coach Stoops at Kentucky, I mean, they were given time. And this is no different. This is a program that we want to build to be a competitive, consistent winner week in and week out. And that takes time. And we'll be better this year. We'll be much better. While the outside world may not have saw a lot of growth, there was a lot of growth happening within the walls of our football building, I can assure you that. And year two, you'll begin to see a lot of the growth that'll take place.
Well, you had 3 one-score games. It could have gone either way against some really tough opponents. So, yeah, I get that up. You need playmakers. You got 4 four-star wide receivers. One kid out of Murfreesboro that we know, Trey Knox. How's he doing? I hear an electric playmaker kind of guy, grinder, hard worker. How's he doing?
Well, when you look at the receivers that we've been around, the receivers that we've coached in this offense from our time from Tulsa to Clemson to SMU, and watching the success these guys are having in the NFL right now, Trey fits that mold. Trey is a young man that you'll hear him and a lot about him over the next several years. And, you know, who knows, one day he may be down in SEC Media Days with me as well. But a young man that's very talented, very humble. That's important. A great young man, but very, very humble, and excited to watch him play this year.
with the transition comes a quarterback competition for you here in year two. And Ben Hicks is a guy who knows your system, knows what you do, knows what you want to do, and has run it before. How key has that been, not even from a competition standpoint, but from a standpoint of helping to teach some of the other players?
We knew coming out of last year, 235 days ago, that we to improve this football team, we had to improve that the roster in that quarterback room. We knew that there was a chance with a successful baseball season, Connor Nolan could be gone.
Yeah.
So we knew we had to be heavy in the quarterback market. Ben Hicks came up, a guy that we had recruited, played in our system, holds all kinds of records at SMU, playing for us, a fierce leader. And competitor. He came in January and immediately brought a lift into that room, allowed John Stephen Jones to continue his development and the amount of reps he got this spring, and excited about watching him. But we also felt that we weren't done. We needed to bring a young man in, Nick Starkle, that, you know, Ben is done in December. Nick has another year.
Sure.
So he's 2 years left. He just graduated. Has 2 years left, has played in this league, has won in this league, and for a long time, a lot of people thought he was going to be a starter at another school in this league.
Yeah.
So with him joining us in June and watching his progression and learning the offense, he may be a little bit behind in learning, but, boy, he's such a smart, competitive guy that commands a leadership. It'll be an interesting battle through fall camp. I definitely believe
Does he have a chip on his shoulder because of – everything that happened at A&M, like not
100%,
yeah,
100%. He's, and I say that not because of what happened there. He's got a chip on his shoulder because this guy's a competitor and he wants to play. And he knows that had it not been for an injury, that whole season for him could have been completely different.
Mm-hmm. Is there a time that you want to have this buttoned up by and know who the starter is going to be?
I would like to have it early.
Okay,
I would. You know, I would love to be able to do something early. Doesn't mean I'm going to be able to do that. We'll see how it goes through our first scrimmage. But it'll be a consistent battle with all three of these guys. And then we added the player of the year of the state of Mississippi, KJ Jefferson.
Sure.
You know, a young man that is a extremely talented quarterback.
Chad Morris, our guest at the table on the defensive side. I know you're looking for guys and you lost starters from last year. You don't return a whole lot of starters, but if you're going to start with somebody, DeJohn Harris seems like a guy you want to start with. What, 118 tackles last year? If anything moved in a different color jersey, he just went and tackled it.
Great instinct. A leader of our football team. That's why he's here today. Led the SEC in tackles, as you mentioned. You know, a young man that wants to – this is it. He wants to leave his legacy. He wants to continue to turn this program around for the young guys and show the young guys how it should be done. And definitely a leader on our defensive side of the ball, and a guy I'm really, really proud of, and where he is today in his overall development.
Guy that stuck out to us when we were looking through the roster last night, Mickey and I noticed a guy named Bumper Poole. Bumper Poole.
Might be the greatest name in college football.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Right?
Yeah. Think about that. Yeah.
So when your staff, or you're talking about recruits, and somebody brings up a guy named Bumper Poole, has that ever happened before? Like you just have such a strange – that might be the strangest name I've seen. But great kid.
The greatest.
Oh, man.
He's actually – he played a bunch last year,
he
too.
He played as a true freshman.
Yeah.
Has really improved his strength. A guy that's going to have to play and play at a very high level for us this year. And I feel like he's had a really good summer.
I love
Seems like there would be an endorsement deal somewhere in his future, though, if this thing can work out.
He just needs to keep playing good. Keep getting better, and all that will take care of itself.
When you got this job, did you have to practice the Go Hogs?
The Woo Pig
Suey. The Woo Pig Suey.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what we did. We actually, my wife and I, Paul and I, and Mackenzie and Chandler, we all kind of we got in our kitchen there in Dallas before we flew out, and we YouTubed it. I mean, you can find anything on YouTube now.
Oh, yeah.
So we YouTubed how to call the Hogs so we could be prepared before we got on campus. And then once we got to campus, before my press conference, they actually took me into a back room and showed us how to do it the proper way.
Oh, well.
So, the last thing you want to do on your opening press conference is not call the Hogs right way.
That's exactly right.
Would not be good, Chad.
Coaches need to be coached too, right?
That's right.
We were on it.
Coach, we know you're busy. We appreciate the time. Coach Chad Morris, year two in Arkansas. Wish you the best of luck for sure.
Well, hey, we appreciate y'all. Big fan of y'all and appreciate what you do for college athletics and college football.
Thank you, Coach.
Keep an eye on Kyle Parkinson for us, too.
I will.
Yes, we miss him in Nashville.
I sure do. Oh, he tells me that all the time.
Back with more 3HL after
Thanks,
this.
Coach.